Hi and welcome to Awaken Your Inner Wisdom. I'm Cissy Williams and this episode is from a recent journey I did with my shamanic energy medicine students, who this year are diving deep with me into the cauldron of Seder, which is Norse shamanism and magic. In this talk, I go through about the Norse dark goddess Ran, one of the most ancient Norse goddesses. She may even be the most ancient one of them all, the grandmother of our world. Ran and her nine daughters, they represent different waves of emotions, and they help us understand and heal the emotions that are buried deep within our psyche. And as they guide us through this healing process, we start to connect with our feminine wisdom and magic that was always there beneath the surface of our conscious awareness. A magic and wisdom that is embedded deep within our core. In this journey, Ran will guide you on a very healing journey, and she also takes you through a soul retrieval process where you connect with the light-filled essence of who you truly are. You will also meet the Norse dark goddess Hel. She's an ancient dark mother where half of her is dark, like the midwinter night, and half of her is light, like the midnight sun. Her name in Swedish means to heal, to be whole, and it also means holy. So she helps you heal, to become whole, and to recognize that you are holy. I absolutely love and adore Hel. And she was so vilified by a patriarchy, making her into the miserable ruler of hell, when in fact, she is loving and compassionate. She's a dark mother who helps us to let go of all that which we no longer need, so we instead can be free to expand into something new. So she's a portal of death, life, and rebirth. And you'll also meet the Norse goddess Freya, as she is the goddess in the Norse tradition. Freya is the teacher of Seder. She's a powerful healer, witch, high priestess, and the first Völva, which is a female shaman in the Norse tradition. Völva means staff carrier. And it was Freya who taught Odin about Seder, magic, and witchcraft. Freya represents the light in our soul. So she's the essence of our light-filled magic, feminine wisdom, and power. She really is powerful. The Norse scholar Maria Kvilhaug has written an amazing book called The Seed of Yggdrasil, and she's a master in decoding the Norse myths, and I love how she describes that Freya represents our soul, Odin represents spirit, and Thor represents thought. I warmly recommend you get her book, The Seed of Yggdrasil. So, let's head over to this talk now, which is only 9 minutes long, so definitely listen to it first, because it will give you the map of the journey, which allows you to go much deeper in your own healing. And then the actual shamanic journey is around 50 minutes. And I'm sharing this talk and journey here for the podcast because my shamanic energy medicine students, they absolutely loved this journey with Ran. And I hope you will too. Okay, so let's head over to this talk and journey now. The Dark Mother Ran, she is a goddess of the ocean. She's a death goddess and her name means lady. So she's the lady of the sea. And she picks up those who have drowned in her net. And when you meet her, she can appear in mermaid form, as can her daughters. Now she lives in a hall of the ocean, and this is like an ancient womb space that is the source of all life. It's a place of immortality. And Ran, being a death goddess, she's a very ancient giantess. She may even be the most ancient one of them all, with her nine daughters perhaps representing the nine witches within wood, who are the ancient mothers from the previous world who birth our world. So they can be seen as powerful witches, wise women, who bring forth time in space. And this means that Ran is the grandmother of our world, and she's the unseen original moving power that guides us on the waves of life. Ra's 9 daughters, they represent these waves of life, these waves of emotions. And for me, Ra and her daughters, they help us understand our emotions that are hidden underneath in our psyche. So they help us notice where we are trapped in emotions. And they also help us notice when we try to escape feeling our emotions by running into our heads or numbing ourselves, which causes us to bury our emotions deep within our psyche. And as we bury them, we also bury the medicine that will help us heal. Now, Ra and her daughters, they can help us become more aware of these deep emotions that are buried within our psyche. And through their help, we can start to transform this so we can receive the medicine we need to heal this. And as we move through this healing process, we start to connect with our feminine wisdom and magic that was always there, deep below the surface of our psyche, deep within our core. So these 9 daughters, these waves of emotions, they're also symbols of rivers of light and of this divine red gold that leads to divine wisdom, feminine magic, and enlightenment. And I do feel that this is key, because when we know that these waves are symbols of rivers of light, that they are metaphors for this pure red gold, then it's much easier for us to allow ourselves to feel these waves of emotions, because we trust that as we feel them, as we allow the dark mother to guide us, we will eventually also start to flow on these rivers of light, of gold, that lead us to our own feminine magic and wisdom. Now, Ra's husband is Aegir, and he represents the body of the ocean, whilst Ra resides within the ocean. And this ocean is the cosmic ocean from which our world, represented by the world tree, is born. This cosmic ocean is also represented by the well of Urd, so the well of origin, which is the well, as you know, that rejuvenates and heals the world tree. And Norse scholar Maria Kvilhaug, she shares in her book, The Seed of Yggdrasil. If you haven't got it yet, definitely get it. It is like a Bible when we do the Norse stuff for sure. Now she shares how Father Ocean is a metaphor for the origin of space, heaven, and the solid matter source of the universe. And that Ra is the power within this source. So she's like a portal that receives life back into itself. So very much a death goddess, like the Norse dark mother Hel. So you don't need to know the different types of emotions that Ra's daughters represent or their names. The sources for this vary anyway, and when you meet them, they will show you the emotions they carry for you in that particular journey. But I'm just going to briefly describe them soon for you, because it can be quite interesting to have a tiny bit of an insight into the Norse description of them. So in the Eddas, Ra is described as a Völva, a witch, and her husband Aegir, he has magical knowledge too. His brothers are fire and wind, and his father is a primordial Jotun, so he's a primordial giant, so he's very, very old. This means that Ra's daughters are the granddaughters of an ancient primordial giant, nieces to fire and wind, and daughters to the dark mother Ra, the grandmother of our world. So, in some sources, the names for Ra's daughters have been suggested to be Bylgja, which means, or some of the translations are rolling wave and sorrow. Blodugada, I think that's how you pronounce it, which is bloody hair, fury. Dröven, which means comber wave and foamer. Duva, pitching wave, the pitching one. Hevring, rising wave. Himlingleva, sky gleaming, transparent wave, that through which one can see heaven. Rönn, welling wave. Kolga, cold wave, and Udur, frothing wave. And then we come to, in the poetic Edda, their names mean sorrow whelmer, fury, foamer, sand strewer, yelper, griper, Iron Sword, Dusk, and She-Wolf. I like the She-Wolf one. So, we are going to do a journey where you're going to meet Ran and her 9 daughters. And you'll also meet Freya and Hel. And this journey may at times be a bit uncomfortable. And if that happens, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And it will be challenging if you have had times when you've been caught in heavy emotions and you then try to escape from feeling these emotions. So for those of us that have run into our heads, numbed ourselves, not wanting to feel, yes, this journey will be challenging. And for those of us that get caught in our emotions, feeling like we're drowning in them, yes, this journey may be challenging. And at the beginning, we will do like a drop down through, where we just keep dropping through the layers of emotions, and you here have to have faith. Because at this part of the journey, it gets challenging. So have faith and trust that you will eventually get to the medicine. So just have faith and keep following my guidance in the journey. So you keep dropping through, dropping through, dropping through the emotions until you reach the bottom of the ocean. And when we get there, we're going to look at what you might have buried deep underneath, you know, all those emotions. And we're going to spend some time here transforming this. And you will also move through Ran's portal of death and rebirth. So just trust her loving wisdom. She's here to help you heal. And the journey is a bit intense at times. Not the most intense that we've ever done, but it is a little bit intense at times. But then Ran is, she's a death goddess after all. And at the same time, she's actually really, really sweet and loving and gentle because she helps to rebirth you. She does have a very beautiful, beautiful energy. So trust that she is loving. And Ran will, as you follow her guidance, she's going to take you through a soul retrieval process where you will bring home to your loving heart all the light-filled essence of who you truly are that you had disconnected from when you got wounded. Okay, and a few more things. We're also going to meet Hel and do a few other things, and it's going to be a little bit of extraction work, and just be prepared that it's going to be a little bit of a journey. All right, so let's have a few minute break and then we are going to dive into this journey. All right, so I'd like you to sit in a comfortable position and close your eyes. And sink into your inner stillness. Sink deeper and deeper into the stillness, into the light that shines in your mystical heart, a light that is the spiritual eye of the heart, a light that is a portal into the world of spirit. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you journey into the world of spirit. And as you arrive, you find yourself on board a ship. And Freya, she welcomes you here on board her ship, Sesrumner. Feel her presence. Feel how she's here for you, with you, to guide you on this journey into the depth of your psyche, a journey into the landscape of your soul, feel how you know her in your heart, in your core. She is the wild woman within, the wild feminine within, as are you. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you and Freya's ship, you start to journey into the cosmic ocean of life, to the middle of this ocean. You're trusting Freya to take you where you need to go. And then feel how you now start to sink underneath the surface of this ocean. And as you enter the world underneath, the Dark Mother Ram, she meets you here. Notice how beautiful she is. And Ran, she's also here with her 9 daughters, and they're all like beautiful mermaids. And Ran, she tells you that she's here as your guide, and you have work to do. My daughter, she says, come with me. And she's now showing you the first layer of emotion that gets you caught. As if you are caught in her net. Notice the emotion that is here for you. Notice how you get caught. And also notice how you react when you feel this emotion. Do you react outwards? Or do you try to escape from the feeling, perhaps by running into your mind or by switching off? Notice how you react here. Just witness what happens here. You won't release anything yet. You are just witnessing. And then sink through this layer, sink through it to the next layer of emotion that gets you caught. And notice the emotion that is here for you. Notice how you get caught, and also notice how you react when you feel this. Do you react outwards, or do you try to escape from the feeling, perhaps by running into your mind, by switching off, by going numb? Notice how you react here and just witness what happens here. You're not releasing anything yet, you are just witnessing. Trust the process. And now sink through this layer. Sink through it. Sink to the next layer of emotion that gets you caught. and notice the emotion that is here for you. And I know this is challenging, we have to keep dropping through, so just trust the process. Notice how you get caught. And also notice how you react when you feel this. Do you react outwards? Do you try to escape from the feeling? What is it that you do here? Witness it. Witness what happens here. Good. Now keep sinking through the layers of emotions, noticing how you get caught, how you react, and you just witness it all. Keep doing this all the way until you reach the bottom of the ocean floor. And once you reach the bottom, then wait until I start speaking again. And we'll then start to transform this so you can connect with your soul's truth and eternal light. So have faith and trust in the process as you keep sinking through the layers of emotions. I'm gonna be quiet for quite a while so you can do this now, okay? So just sink through it, witnessing, noticing how you get caught. Do that now. That's good. And now make sure you dropped all the way through. So you're standing on the bottom of the ocean floor. And Ron, she's still here with you and her daughters, and they are all here to help you heal deeply. Ron now takes you to witness what you have buried here, deep beneath the ocean floor. And she shows you the relationships and aspects of yourself that you have buried. And as she's showing you this, you realize that what you have buried here in its essence is love. And you buried it here because you started to fear your love. Perhaps because others wounded you, perhaps because of old stories you've told yourself. Perhaps because of the grief you felt when that person no longer was in your life. Or perhaps because you felt it was easier to close your heart than to allow love to flow. Notice the love that is buried here on the bottom of the ocean. Meet your loved ones that you have buried here. Meet the aspects of yourself you have buried here. It may surprise you what you find. And I'm going to be quiet for quite a while so you can do this now. That's good. And Ra now, she asks you to notice the stories you have told yourself that justified you keeping all of this buried here. What are the stories you've told yourself? And as you notice these stories, start to free your mind from them. And Ran, she helps you here. She starts to take these stories out of your mind as if they are seaweeds. And you shake your hair, you breathe it out, you scream it out. You take them out with your hands. Let all these old stories go. They were all insane anyway, because they were all based in that which is not in alignment with the truth of who you are. And the truth is that you are love itself. So I'm gonna be quiet for a while so you can do this now. Free your mind from all these insane stories that you had been spinning and twisting around in your reality so you could keep your love buried deep here in the ocean of your psyche. So free this from you now. Keep shaking it all off you. It's like you are freeing yourself from these old stories that are not the truth of who you are. Just keep shaking it out, shaking it out, shaking it out. Feel how Ran is shaking you too, as if she's holding you in a sieve. And she's just releasing all of this untruth from deep within you. And as you keep releasing this from your mind, also start to release the armor around your heart, the walls you've built up around yourself, as you feared love. That's good. All right. Ra now, she asks you to notice the love that is here waiting for you. The love that is the essence of each relationship you had buried here. The essence of each aspect of yourself you had buried. Witness this love. And as you choose to witness this love, notice how those you had buried here start to become freed, and they start to float up from the ocean floor, up, up, up to the light above, freed and released through you witnessing this love. They are being released into the loving arms of Ran. And you realize that yes, she's a dark mother and she's also a mother of rebirth. So she's letting them all come home to her loving heart so they can be reborn into the loving truth of who they are through you witnessing their love. So do that now with all of them. That's good. And Ra now, she takes you to her hall. And it's a hall of treasures. And she's sharing with you that there are three treasures in here for you. Three light-filled gifts filled with medicine for you. And it's the compassionate light in your heart. It's the magical light in your mind, and it's the fiery light in your womb. And she first brings to you the light in your heart. And she asks you what you are willing to surrender, to let go of, in order for you to receive this light from her. What are you willing to let go of? So you create space for this light to glow in your heart, so your heart can become filled with love and compassion. And then take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you let this go. And as you let it go, that which you're willing to surrender, as you're letting it go, you're creating space inside your heart. And Ra now, she places this light in your heart. And feel how it starts to glow and radiate, filling your heart with love and compassion. And Ra now, she brings to you the light of your mind. And she asks you what you're willing to surrender, to let go of, in order for you to receive this light from her. What are you willing to let go of? So you create space for this light to fill your mind with light-filled thoughts, with magic and wonder, so your mind can become filled with peace and joy. Then take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you let this go. And as you let it go, Ron places this light in your mind. And feel how it starts to glow and radiate, filling your mind with magic and wonder and peace and joy, so you can witness the light in others. You can witness the love that shines like a beautiful golden light within everyone you meet. And Ra now, she brings to you the fiery light of your womb. And it's beautiful. And she asks you what you're willing to surrender, to let go of, in order for you to receive this light from her. What are you willing to let go of, so you create space for this fiery light to fill your womb with the magic of creation, with the golden essence of love and feminine power, so your womb becomes the sacred cauldron of magic it is meant to be. Then take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you let this go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Creating space within your womb. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Surrender it to Ra. And as this space is created, Ra now places this fiery light in your womb. And feel how it starts to glow and radiate, filling your womb with the power of feminine magic and love, and with the essence of creation itself. Feel this light in your womb, in your heart, in your mind. And Ra now, she asks you to turn around so you're facing the past, so you can witness all the aspects of you that had stopped you from embodying this light that is now glowing in your mind, in your heart, and in your womb. Witness all these aspects of you that had stopped you from embodying this light. And notice now if you are willing to release them so they can be freed, because they're here at the bottom of the ocean floor. So they can be freed, and so you can be free to fully embody this light that you now have been given as gifts from Ra. And as you choose, you choose, you choose. As you choose to release them, so you are free to embody this light that is yours. Notice how these previous versions of you are being freed, and how they start to swivel and swirl up from the bottom of the ocean floor, up, 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 into the light, into the arms of Ran. She's calling them all back into her portal, into her loving heart. Just let them float into her loving arms as you release them, as you free them. They are all coming home to Ran, back into the portal of her heart, so they can be reborn into their light-filled essence, instead of being trapped in that old, limited version they have been trapped in. So let them all be released into the arms of Ran, into her portal of rebirth. That's good. Just make sure you witness them all. Witness them all. Really scan at the bottom of the ocean floor in your past and release them all through you witnessing. Allow them to be freed. Feel how Ran and hear how Ran is calling them to her, calling them to her, calling them to her. And they are all being freed, freeing you to embody this light that now is shining in your womb, in your heart, and your mind. And they all move into the portal of rebirth. And now Ran asks you to turn around again, and this time you're facing the future. And now you see coming towards you all the healed aspects of you who have been reborn through the loving portal of Ran. Just open your heart and let all the light-filled essence of your loving selves now return to you. And notice what they look like as they're healed and filled with light and grace. And feel how all this light is returning to you, all this love is returning to you, all this grace is returning to you. And you just open your heart and you let them come home, come home, come home to your heart. And as you do, you start to glow and radiate with light. And you start to giggle and smile because you realize that Ran, the great mother Ran, is truly a loving mother. All she wants for you is your wholeness. That's good. All right. Ran now, she takes you on a journey to Heal's domain, to the well of Heal, the bubbling cauldron. And here you meet Heal and also Freya. And here now she stands in front of you. And she asks you to notice what you are willing to surrender to her, into her cauldron, so it can be healed. So state that to her now. And breathe this now into her cauldron, so you surrender it to her, allowing it to be healed. That's good. And now Heal asks you if you are also willing to surrender to her the life you had planned, so you instead can embrace the life you are meant to express through you. And if you're willing, and I know this can be really scary, but what can help here is to understand that Heal's name means to heal, to be whole, and that which is holy. So the life she knows you are meant to express through you is the life that is in alignment with that which is healed, whole, and holy. Are you willing to let her help you with this? And if you are, and I can feel you are, then say to her, yes, I am willing to let go of the life I have planned. I am willing to let go of the life I have planned. So you instead can help me live the life that is meant to unfold through me. A life that unfolds when I live from my heart. And then feel how you place the life you had planned into her cauldron. Breathe it out. So you let it all go. Take it from your mind, because it's the life your mind had planned for you. Just take it from your mind. Take it from your nervous system. Take it from your energy. And just place all of that into her cauldron. Breathe the essence of all of that into her cauldron. All that planning, all that that is there. And feel how the cauldron gets to work. It's bubbling away. And suddenly you feel all the old stuff. So all the old thought patterns, old ancestral programming, toxins, limiting beliefs. It's all welling up from deep within you. Because all of that was stopping you from living the life you are destined to live when you follow your heart's guidance, when you walk the path of the wise woman. So let all this come up from deep, deep, deep within you. Start to cough it up, vomit it up, breathe it out, scream it out, and let it all flow into the cauldron. And let Heal and Ran and Freya help you. Do that now. Let all of that old, old programming, all that old structure, let it just flow up from deep within your roots, deep within your nervous system, deep within you, all that which has kept you bound and chained to a limited version of who you are. Just let it all come out from you, through you, and out into the cauldron. Let the cauldron take it, let it take it, let it take it. Just let it all come. Release all this into the cauldron, because the cauldron knows how to transform this into light. So do this now. I'm going to be quiet for a while so you can do this. Keep bringing it up into the cauldron. Some of you are caught in nets around you, so keep freeing yourself around you as well, or from all that spinning and weaving. Just place all of this into the cauldron. Just let yourself be purged from that old hold and just into the cauldron. All of this. Trust Ron and Heal and Freya to help you with this, because they know what you are meant to express through you. As you follow the guidance from your heart. Okay, so some of you have more stuff coming up. I can feel it. So open your mouth and feel how Ron and Heal and Freya, they start to draw out from deep within you that which has been blocking you, stopping you, been holding you back. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. And from deep, deep within you and into the cauldron. Good, 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 good. And some of you have like a layer around you, so feel how they slice that open around you and they free you from this. It's like you have been swallowed by someone else's idea of how your life should be. So free it more, free it more, free it more. Free it more, free it more, free it more. That's it. Release the chains around your feet and around your ankles, around your throats. Good, 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 good. And place it all in the cauldron. And let Heal's fire burn around you, burn around you, burn around you, burn around you, and burn through you. Let her fire burn through you, burn through you, burn through you. Cleansing you, releasing you. Good, really good. And let the cauldron just take this old, old energy and transforming it, transforming it, transforming it into light, into healing. And as it's now been transformed by the cauldron, it's been healed. Heal now asks you to move closer to the cauldron and look inside it. And as you do, the cauldron, her cauldron of magic starts to show you that which is for your highest. You might see it or feel it or know it or even hear what this highest is for you. So do that now. Let the cauldron show you. And Freya, she now comes up to you and she gives you her golden mead. She asks you to drink from it. Her golden mead, the golden essence of the highest light of your soul. And feel how you drink it and how it fills you up with the light of the highest choices for you. The light of the deepest love for you. The light of the clearest wisdom for you. The light of the most powerful magic and love and compassion for you. It is all for you. Let yourself drink it, drink it, drink it. All this light of the deepest love for you, the light of the clearest wisdom for you, the light of the most powerful magic and love and compassion for you, the light of the highest choices for you. Fill yourself up. Fill yourself up. That is all for you. And then spend some time here with Ra, Hel, and Freya. Let them share with you their messages and give some advice for you that will help you. You can ask them questions. So I'm going to be quiet for a while so you can have this conversation with them. They are here for you. For you, for you. That's good, that's good, that's good. And then say goodbye to Hel. And together with Ran and Freya, you now start to journey on a river of light, a river of golden light. And as you are journeying on this river of shimmering gold, you start to witness how you now can show up in your life from this light in your three inner cauldrons. The light in your heart, the light in your third eye, and the light in your womb. Notice how different you are, how you're witnessing the highest choices, how you are expressing your love, how you are sharing your magic and feminine power and ancient wisdom. Good, that's good, that's good. And then say goodbye to Ran. And then together with Freya, you now start to journey towards her ship. But before you get to her ship, she takes you to an ancient wild forest where you transform into a huge she-wolf. And as you do, you can see your pack of wolves, all your sisters in the spirit world and all the dark mothers and your spirit helpers. And they are all here running, running, running with you on this magical path that creates a bridge between our physical world and the spiritual world. And your heart is filled with joy, your mind is filled with light, and your spiritual body feels so strong and powerful. And you know you are meant to be here right now on this path of the wise woman. You can feel it in your bones that you chose to be here at this time, to be part of the change. And you can feel it in your heart and blood, how this ancient wisdom is here deep within you to support you, nourish you, and guide you. And you can see through your spiritual eyes, you can see through the eyes of the she-wolf, the wise woman. And you know deep, deep in your soul, in the wild feminine soul, that is you, how all is well. And you are exactly where you are meant to be. You are a woman who runs with the wolves. The wolves being an expression of the wild feminine who howl and sing and dance to the heartbeat of the Great Mother, who move with the seasons, embracing both the darkness and the light, and who live in deep reverence to all of life. And then you transform back into your normal self again. And you board Freya's ship, preparing to journey back. But before you go back, thank Freya for being your guide, your teacher, your mentor, your mother, your healer, your light, the one that helps you remember the magic that is you, the power that is you, the light that is you, the love that is you. And then take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you journey back through the portal in your heart, back into your body, and back into the here and now. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you can open your eyes. So take a few moments now to write down your insights and learnings, and the messages and the gifts. And you can also write, if you want to, a letter from Ron. You can start a letter with what Ron wants me to know is. And then you just keep on writing all the messages she has for you, also the messages from Hien and Freya, from your heart, from your soul, and from the she-wolf that lives and breathes within you. I will let the music be on for a few minutes so you can do this, and thank you for doing this journey with me here today.